back with KPFK.org, KPFK.org, and Voices from the Frontline. This is Damon Azali and Eric Mann. We are about to go to a clip from the march, from the walkout today, which over 20,000 students from at least 70 high schools in Southern California walked out of classes this morning to protest against the pending immigration legislation in the Senate. Students from Los Angeles County High Schools marched onto the 101 freeway and restricting cars to one lane, nearly shut down the northbound traffic for several hours. In Orange County, riot-clad police rushed a crowd of student demonstrators in downtown Santa Ana, and at a separate student protest at Anaheim City Hall. Police also barricaded Santa Ana High School students for several hours and locked down local elementary schools, fearing that students' threats for a district-wide protest would become a reality. Aura Bagado spoke with Rosalina Garcia, a 15-year-old student who decided to walk out of Valley High School in Santa Ana.
My name is Rosalina Garcia D'Aquino. I go to Valley High School in Santa Ana. What happened is, you know, it was a regular morning, and, you know, I didn't think anything was going on, and, you know, there's a couple kids with walkout signs, and I'm like, okay, I bet you they're just kidding, but if everybody's going to walk out, I'm going to walk out too. And I see the security guard go into the room, and he just gets the kid sign and breaks it in half. And I think, well, obviously it must be true, you know, as a security guard doing that stuff. I walked out just because, you know, I saw my friends doing it, and I thought I'd go show some support. I'm Mexican, you know, everybody in my family's Mexican. I have a couple cousins that don't have their papers yet, so I'm doing this for them. I wouldn't go all the way over to Los Angeles, you know, because I'm only 15, but I think it influenced us. It showed us that we need to speak up for what we believe in.
After you did walk out, what did you experience by the cops?
Well, the cops, they were being, like, really aggressive. Because, you know, we're just walking, you know, they're telling us lean to the left, lean to the left. And we lean to the left. And as soon as we did, you know, everything's all right again. And then there's a whole mess of us walking back. Don't go over there. You know, they're arresting people. And, you know, we just kept walking because one of the guys told us they can't do nothing to you as long as you guys don't tell them anything and don't do anything to them. And, you know, we're just walking, like, straight. And then there's, like, 50 of them and a whole mess of them. And they have, you know, they have guns, and they have masks on, they have shockers, they have all these poles to beat us, and they were already aiming at us. And, you know, it's like, whoa, we need to back down, you know, and the lady's like, no, sit down. And then it's like, I just sat. And, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you, and there's somebody behind me, you know, he's angry that they did that to us, you know. And he's telling me we sent to the cops. And I think that would be a good idea, too, because they were being very aggressive. We weren't doing anything. And, you know, they were just pushing people. They were pushing everybody. They were pretty aggressive, you know, towards a lot of the girls as well. And, you know, there were little kids out here marching, too. So, you know, to even think about trying to throw a smoke bomb out, you know, that would have really gotten me mad because there were, like, little five-year-olds out here. And I've gone mad, you know, I was screaming and telling them stuff. My voice is gone. I've been marching out here till 10 in the morning.
You know, in the last week, this nation has seen walkouts from high school students, people on hunger strikes, people just doing all kinds of marches for all this legislation that's going on, which a lot of people say is really racist and just goes against human rights. What message do you have, especially for young people, in terms of getting their voices heard?
Well, I think all I want to tell them is, you know, keep it up. They can't refuse to give us what we want forever. You know, I'm never going to give up, and they shouldn't either. We're people, too. We're not criminals.
Rosalina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So you're back with Voices from the Frontlines, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. We want to thank Aura Bogado for that report. And now we are going to go to phones, and we want particularly folks to talk about either the march that happened on Saturday or the walkouts that are happening today. So we're going to go to Beefy from Los Angeles. Beefy, welcome to the show.
Hi, yes. I actually was driving through the area right now, and I love the fact that I was in traffic because all the students were there. And I want to just, like, you know, just touch on the whole thing that, you know, that there wasn't a huge presence of other minorities there, and I wish, like, you know, with, as it comes along and it gains momentum, that more people, more immigrants show, because I did go to the march on Saturday, and I'm African American, and like the other caller, like you had mentioned earlier, there was a sprinkling, and I wish there was more, because it's like whatever happens to them is eventually always going to happen to, you know, the African American community also. It's like they're the testers, and then like 187 happened first, and then they had 209. So I'm just like a call out to plea, you know, to have more, you know, just a more diverse representation. Realize like we're in a struggle together.
Thank you, B, for your comment. I encourage Black folks who are listening, get out there, because we need to support. It's all the same struggle. So I want to thank Beefy for that call. We have Bornu from Los Angeles is next up. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm an African. I don't see how in the world Africans can support what appears clearly to me to be a racist movement with this immigration rights. How can this be progress for the so-called Latinos when they are, through the support of the government and corporate America, literally taking away opportunities from Africans? You're not going to get Africans involved in that kind of pilfering of our resources and community. So you can forget about it. What is so sad about this whole thing is that everybody is supposed to be, oh, poor so-called immigrants and doom, boom, boom, they have a right to do this. And not on the backs of Black people in this country. Why don't people see that? You know what I'm saying? It's unacceptable. You're not going to get any Black people on this cause.
Well, Barna, I think that the interesting thing that I always think about it is if we talk about immigration in this country, Black people were stolen from Africa, brought here. California, where we are now, listening in Santa Barbara and Los Angeles, this is actually Mexican land. Mexican
well,
people.
Why don't you get a Fox to declare war against the United States? You ain't going to do it this way. Coming over here, so-called, and I always say so-called because I don't agree with this stupid system either, but so-called coming over here illegally, you know what I'm saying?
Because, see, I think that that's the interesting thing that you should think about is that...
We want to illegally be citizens here.
But, see, the thing is, it's... The terms of citizenship and the actual legalization, it's the same government that is keeping a million Black people in jail that is deciding
Absolutely.
What is illegal or not illegal.
1.2 million. So the fight is racist. And
I completely agree with you that the system is racist, but I think that we need to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who are really being oppressed by the same people. So we want to go to the next caller, Adelila from Southgate. Adelila, welcome to the show.
I am from Southgate. I totally disagree with the Black person that just called. I am Mexican or Argent, and I grew up with Black people. And I think
you're breaking up. Are you going to sell?
Okay, yes.
Try again, and we're going to have to go ahead.
Okay, start again?
Yeah.
Okay, I totally disagree with the man that just called. I am Mexican or Argent. I grew up with nothing but Black people. I know for a fact that Black and Hispanics, or Black and Latinos, would unite. We would be one strong force against every other majority right now that's trying to eliminate one or put one race against the other. I know that there is a lot of ignorance out there that does not let the Black brother or Black sister join with Latinos. Let me tell you, we grew up together and we're all in the same boat. Unite with us. And you guys will see how stronger of a force we could become against any majority that wants to eliminate any minority.
Well, thank you. And we have lots to say, but you're saying it great. We're going to go to Debbie in Riverside, who's been apparently observing the walkouts or participating in them.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So Riverside is, and Corona is like all over the place. Every high school, I work at a high school called Norte Vista. Nora Vista walked out this morning at about 9:45, like at least half the school, several hundred marched out, and they marched to the junior high down the street, Loma Vista, which they made the kids go on lockdown, and so they couldn't get kids out of Loma Vista. Then they went to La Sierra, the next high school, and at that high school, they proceeded to tear gas our students. They beat one kid pretty badly. at least one that we have on videotape, and he was just a freshman. He was a short in size kid, and several cops just pounded on him, bloodied up his face. And then from there, they tried to disperse the march. So kids were just running in every direction, and then they were just closing off blocks, at a time and just sweeping through the neighborhood and picking up every kid that they could find on the street. And then, from there, we go to the next high school, which was, Ramona High School. That's where I just came from. And, so people are there right now, out in front of the, Ramona High School, and I see blacks, I see whites, I see Muslims, I see white people. I'm white, by the way. I see all kinds of diversity out there, and, this is pretty serious, and this is also pretty serious what the police are just, that they have the SWAT team actually just now in front of Ramona High School. And anyway, I could go on and list more names of schools, Poly High, Arlington High, and so on. And another school marched to City Hall in Riverside. So, yeah, we've been busy.
Well, I just want to end. Thank you so much. I mean, I think one of the things that we're seeing is, first of all, we're seeing history being made in our lifetime. You know, Edward James Olmos took the investment to do a film called
Walkout.
And that it's no longer just the blowouts of the 60s, but it's happening again. The number of people, the Mexicans and Latinos who are just saying, we're not going to play the two-party game. We're going to demand our rights. And that teachers like yourselves, and the fact that on our show today we heard white, black, and Latino all talking about rallying around immigrant rights is pretty encouraging. One more thing, because we're going to have to wrap up and Damon will take us out, is that I think one of the things we all have to be aware of is that in Congress today, a group of senators from both parties who have nothing to do with the 500,000 to a million to 2 million people who marched on Saturday, who have nothing to do with the kids who are walking out, are going to play the role of broker, and they're going to argue over whether or not Latinos should have a 6-year waiting period under a so-called guest worker program where they're in danger of being deported any given minute, or whether or not they should be locked up, or all these different terrible sets of choices that will be supposedly the liberal to conservative spectrum, but are all on the conservative spectrum. I ask people to consider the concept of open borders and no distinction between citizens and non-citizens. Why don't we just open the borders in Mexico? I'm not worried about, the real terrorist is in the White House. And so why don't we really think about that? So with that, we're going to take you out of here. We're getting signals to get out of here. We'll see you next week. This is Eric Mann with Damon Azzali, Voices from the Frontlines.
And we'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Sikibu Hutchinson and Kali Okuno. Today we heard music by M1 of Dead Prez, Omaya, Diggable Planets. You can listen to previous Voices shows at www.thestrategycenter.org. We'd like to thank Alan Minsky, Ora Bogado for her report from the walkouts, production assistant Lisa Adler, our engineer Maggie LePeak. We'll see you next week on Voices of the Frontline where we have more on the walkouts. Don't miss this evening's strategy session with Antonio Gonzalez, and up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman. See you next week.
It is their destiny to control the world's resources while concentrating their forces.